Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, we're marching towards St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to start out with some music for that event coming up around the corner. This hour, it's Balladeers. Balladeers all this hour on Celtic Cafe Radio.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say. But I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finnay and stop when halfway to Coutil. Is there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. The grass that grows green around Bally James Stuff, and the blue sky is over it all. In tones that are tender and tones that are rough, I'm whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Stuff. Come home, Paddy Riley. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down that street on the very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Stuff, and that's why I smiled at them all. Baby's a man now, he's toy-worn and tough, still whispers from over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Stuff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people they're working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, fate they don't wear no top to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here at the head of the force. Sure, I met him today. I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morns sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but I'll never mind. With beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're marching towards St. Paddy's Day, and we're starting off the march with Balladeers. And this hour's show will be double doses, and we started off with a double dose. And you're going to ask me, how is that possible? Well, Paddy Riley gave us the first two songs. Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff was the first song, and the second song was The Mountains of Mourn. So both Paddy Riley songs. But where's the double dose? Well, they're both written by the same guy, Percy French, a songwriter, humorist, author. And if you're ever in Bally James Duff, there's a statue, a brown statue of Percy French right there in town. Well, next up, we have another balladeer with two of his songs. I've seen him. I've seen Paddy Riley live. Jim McCann is up next. And after that, it'll be Makeham and Clancy, and I've seen them all live. So let's move on now to Jim McCann and a song called Carrickfergus.
I wish I was in Carrickfergus. Only for nights in Ballygran, I would swim over deepest ocean. Only far nights in Ballygran. But the sea is wide, and I cannot swim over, and neither have I the wings to fly. I wish I had a handsome boatman to ferry me over. My love and I, now in Kilkenny, it is reported on marble stones there as black as ink, with gold and silver I would support her. But I'll sing no more now till I get a drink. I'm drunk today and I'm seldom sober. A handsome days are numbered. Come all you young men and lay me down.
Was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a gentle young maiden and not a bit shy. She told me her daddy, who came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied sleep for to buckle her shoe. If ever you go to the town of Dungannon, you may search till your eyes they are empty and blind. Be you walking or sitting or standing, a girl like Annie you never will find. What's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm Maisie or whether I'm true? As she lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Down along Thomas Street, down to the Liffey, the sunshine was gone. Along by Kingsbridge, and be God in a jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. What's it to any man, whether or no, whether I'm Maisie or whether I'm true? As I lifted her petticoat, easy and slow, and I tied up my sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Dublin balladeer there, Jim McCann with a double dose. First up was Carrick Fergus, which is in County Antrim, and then Aisy and Slow is all about Dungannon, which is in County Tyrone. So a double dose, a little hidden double dose there with both of those songs about Northern Ireland. And of course, Jim McCann and Paddy Riley, Dublin men and big time balladeers. Well, the next balladeers we have formed a group way back when, with their brothers, that's Liam Clancy and his brothers, and Tommy Makeham. So it's Makeham and Clancy here with a double dose. But before that, I just want to let you know that we have a brand new studio here in New Hampshire. And we also have a brand new website. So you might want to check out our brand new website. And we'll be throwing up some pictures and some more information about our studio in New Hampshire. And of course, anytime you want to contact us at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. Here's a William Butler Yeats poem called Down by the Sally Gardens, published in 1889, made into a beautiful song here by Tommy Makeham.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the tree. But I was young and foolish, and with her I did not agree. When I was 21, I heard a wise man say, give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away. Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free. But I was 21, no use to talk to me. And when I was 21, I heard him say again, that a heart out of the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid in sorrow plenty, and sold for endless rue. I am 22, and oh, 'tis true, 'tis true. In a field by the river, my love and I did stand, and on my beaming shoulder she placed her snow-white hand. She bid me take life easy as the grass grows on the weirs. Oh, but I was young and foolish, and now I am full of tears.
Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snows. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees our unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again. Through unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone and calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The windmills swirl the winter in, she winds his muffler tighter, they sit in the kitchen. And the tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name, she makes his bed up, humming some old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two, they hum together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
A signature tune there for Liam Clancy. That's The Dutchman, written by Michael Peter Smith in 1968, a Chicago musician who'd never been to the Netherlands before he wrote that song. And of course, that ends our double dose there with Makem and Clancy. And we've got more Balladeer double doses coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. Hallowed halls and houses, haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city. In the rare old times, ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city. In the rare old times, my name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. Pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Well, the years have made me bitter, sure the gargles dimmed me brain, cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the Met have gone, and the rye long since pulled down,
as the crayon yielding concrete makes a city of my town. Fare thee well, sweet Olive, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear a new child's. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times.
Ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arra Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me." When I was a young man, I heard me father say that he'd rather see me dead than buried in the clay. Sooner than be married to Annie round the way, by the lovely sweet banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arra Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me."
Then I am the runaway, and soon I let them know that I can take the bottle, I can leave it alone. If a daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home, and young Johnny will go roving with another.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arra Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me."
And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May, when the leaves they are green and the meadows they are gay, and me and me true love we'd sit and sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arra Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me." On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arra Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me."
Another Dublin balladeer there, Patsy Watchong, who originally started with the Queer Fellows, and then the Queer Fellows turned into the Dublin City Ramblers. And of course, I've seen him as well. So far, everybody that we played on the show I've seen, and that was his double dose there. We started off with Pete St. John's Rare Old Times, and then we went to the Banks of the Roses. Now, the next artist here, well, I almost got to see him. I was in Balnagal or Ballydavid on the Dingle Peninsula, and he was playing that night in a community hall, but it was sold out. I'm still waiting. He's still around. I still have a chance here. His name is Christy Moore, and we're going to hear from a couple of tracks of hers, of course, another double dose. Balladeer double dose is all this hour, marching towards that month away of St. Patrick's Day. So here he is with Continental Kaylee live at Vicar Street.
Over in McCann's there's a grand trumpet dance band a-playing, spinning out the Continental Kelly. They're coming in the cars from the bars down the litter in Killan to hear the famous Gunther and his playing. Out the star of Munster with hands a gun a hoo, and then they're rapping out a tango on the spoons. Such commotion will act like a lotion on the strutting at the Continental Kelly tonight. Wolfgang's playing on the comb, someone shouts at him, go home. Klaus is playing a slower on the bower on. Quinn from Carrefin is fiddled tuck beneath his chin. He's going to play the books of Arden Moore now. An old-fashioned lady begins to sing a song. Ah, lads, a bit of order over there. Claren Bridge for the chowder, keep your powder dry for the Continental Kelly tonight. Corky's closing his eyes, pretends he's in disguise when he sees an Offaly coming over. Singing for the Swedes and the Tweeds, doing all he can to please. The Ned's a ginger delicate stay. Let the Ronnie give an audience to one of them or two. He'll sing the Diane's one and touch the feelings. Tonight's his night, tomorrow night'll be just the same. Hey, they let me out to the bar where the boys are going far, and they're spinning out the Continental Kelly. Never mind the drink, the music's in me solo, so long as I can hear the band a-playing. The pipes and the flutes and the fiddles are in tune. Ooh, I'd love to meet a European girl. Hey, they know me head's going light. The band is playing tight at the Continental Kelly tonight. All the publicans are there and it's like a herding fair. They're trying to figure out how much McCann is making to keep their pubs out of stubs. They're lashing out big subs in a burst of fierce anticipation. Moguls from Muck Hill, they're staring at the till. They're trying to get the load and on the lineup. They'll be buying free port for the members of the band at the Continental Kelly tonight. Over in McCann's there's a grand type of dance band playing, and they're spinning out the Continental Kelly. They're coming in the cars from the bars down the Nither in Killan just to hear the famous Gunther and his playing. Out the star of Munster with hands a gun a hoon, and they're rapping out a tango on the spoons. Such commotion will act like a lotion on the strutting at the Continental Kelly tonight. At the Continental Kelly tonight. At the Continental Kelly.
I've ever seen standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. When you're riding to the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see, I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to.
Some great storytellers this hour on Celtic Cafe. That's what Irish balladeers do. They tell stories through their song and their voice and their interpretation. And that was one of the best ones around. Christy Moore there started out with Continental Cayley and then his double dose with Ride On from a album of the same name, and that's a Jimmy McCarty song. Now we go to one of the bards from Northern Ireland. His name is Tommy Sands. I got to meet him on the Irish cruise I went on back a few years ago. I even got to sit and have dinner with him, have a great conversation. And he writes a lot of great songs. We're going to do a double dose from him now. We're going to start off here with his home county, which is the County Down.
When you're out walking and there's no one near you, but a voice keeps calling and you hear your name. It's not the leaves or the whispering breezes, it's me that's calling you back again. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, can you hear me as you roam through lonely London town? When evening's falling, you'll hear me calling. Come on home to County Down. Do you remember the fiddlers playing the songs and stories the whole night long? It's little there you thought of leaving. It seems so strange now that you were gone. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, can you hear me as you roam through lonely London town? When evening's falling, you'll hear me call. Come on home to County Down. The fish are dancing on Clanrye River. The teams are sporting in Old Glenvale. My heart no longer can lead the chief. You're not playing, it's a different game. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, can you hear me as you roam through lonely London town? When evening's falling, you'll hear me calling. come on home to County Down. I'm always dreaming that things are changing and that they're building a factory town and young ones needed again in Newry. But I still need you the most of all. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, can you hear me? As you roam through lonely London town. When evening's falling, you'll hear me calling. Come on home to County Down. Come on home to the county town.
My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, not for adding to the sorrows of this troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking, and it just won't leave my mind, to tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Alan Bell from Bina, he lived just across the fields, a great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. O'Malley came from South Armagh to court young Alice Fair, and we'd often meet on the Ryan Road, and the laughter filled the air. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Alan, he was Protestant, and John was Catholic born. It never made a difference, for the friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening, when we heard the sound of drums, we said it won't divide us, we will always be the one. For the ground our fathers ploughed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, and we hoped there'd be no more. It's little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing has been done just outside Newry town. We knew that Alan danced up there, we knew he liked the band, but when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. We gathered at the graveside on that cold and rainy day, and the minister, he closed his eyes and he prayed for no revenge. And all the ones who knew him from along the Ryan Road, they bowed their heads and they said a prayer for the resting of his soul. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people
ran together. Well, fear had filled the countryside. There was fear in every home when the car of death came prowling round the lonely Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Oh Christ, it's young O'Malley that they've taken from the door. Alan was my friend, he cried, he begged and with his fear. But centuries of hatred of years that cannot hear. An eye for an eye was all that filled their mind, and another eye for another eye till everyone is blind. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. So my song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of this troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking, and it just won't leave my mind, to tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. I don't know where the moral is or where the song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those that give the orders are not the ones to die. It's Bell and O'Malley and the likes of you and I. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. There were roses, roses, there were roses.
Tommy Sands there with a true story all about two friends of his that lived along the Ryan Road in the townland that he lived in Northern Ireland. And then we now have an extra. We don't have any more double doses. We go to Danny Doyle. I met him in Chicagoland in 1980, so-and-so. And here he is with Follow Me Up to Carlo to end us up.
Lift my car, your face, brooding o'er the old disgrace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place, drove you to the ferns. Race at victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met at Glenmalure with Fech like you were born. Curse his wire, Lord Kildare, Fech will do what Fech will dare. El Fitzwilliam, have a care, fall into your stallo. Up with Albert, Fech with sword, on we go, by the Lord. Fech like you would give him the word, follow me up to Carlo. See the swords of Panamale, all the English pale, see all the soldiers of the Dale beneath the Roman's gala, wish to rob a fighting stock. Would you let the Saxon come for out of pot and Irish rock, try up and teach him manners. Curse the square, Lord Kildare, death will do what death will dare. Elphins William, have a care, all in your stallo. Up with Albert, up with sword, on we go, but by the law. Saggart, Clonmore, knows a stream of Saxon gore, a bit is roaring forevermore, and seven
That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook, too.